Hard to be singing, let your love pour out on me and overcome me and keep playing and singing. Hallelujah. Thanks again to the faithfulness of the musicians to always be here, always creating that atmosphere of faith through the power of the praise. It's good. I'm excited about what we're going to talk about this morning. I was thinking earlier about the sixth chapter of Hebrews, where it talks about that we need to go on from the foundations of repentance of dead works and laying on of hands and baptism and these things. But every now and then, because of the way things go, you just revisit for a minute, kind of reset. Or refresh. Problem is trying to get back into it. Those of you who were here last week or went online to listen to the teaching, we spent most of the morning between Romans 8, 1 through 9. And we're all familiar with it. There is now, therefore, no condemnation, kata krino, passing of sentence down on a guilty person, okay? No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not down from the flesh, but down from the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us exempt from the law of sin and death. And we spent a while on context, and that's what made it a little more difficult to get back into, because if you remember, we talked, again, a lot about context. Paul was writing to a church that's predominantly Jewish people, relatively new in Rome, right? Couldn't be that old because things had only been going on for a while, right? So I think, what did I say? Okay, you judge. I think that when most people, just like me for many years, read that passage of Scripture, they see, like, saved people, if you want to say that, saved people on one side and sinners on the other. And so the saved people are walking about the Spirit, but the unsaved people are just walking around the flesh. And what I'm jumping up and down, I'm, you know, okay, fine. But that's just not how this is written, okay? It was written to a church telling them not to be fleshly minded. Why would he say that? Because, as I mentioned a moment ago, and as we talked about last week, these people were largely Jews. They had been raised under the law of Moses. They were used to the flesh, going through the things in the flesh, going through the washings, going through the sacrifices, going through all of the different observances that should be there, all of the laws concerning food and fasting, all that stuff. And Paul was telling them, hey, it's okay that you're not walking according to those fleshly things now, because you've been exempted from that, because now you're walking out from, down from the Spirit. Because of Christ Jesus. Because not that the law is, just like Jesus said, not one jot or tittle of the law is going to pass away till all these things are done. Not that the law has passed away. It's still there for everybody to show that you can't be righteous on your own. The law will kill you. That's what Paul said. It's still in place. But through the blood of Jesus and the power of his resurrection, you've been exempted from those things. That's about as simple as you can possibly get it. Okay? So we said, okay, that's great. We got it. But we're not Jews. So what does that have to do with us? Well, it's the same thing. Paul was writing to a group of religious people who had come into the knowledge of the truth, been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and been exempted from the works of the flesh. Got it? just like us, we've been exempted from those works of the flesh, quote unquote. How, you know, all of those acts of things. So it does apply to the church. We're supposed to be walking in the Spirit and not thinking that the things that we do in the flesh are going to save us. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay? We're not talking about sinners. We're talking about believers. People who have been born of the Spirit, not thinking that the things that they do in the flesh, the rules, the regulations, the observances, the ordinances, all that stuff is going to make them holy or provide to them salvation or enhance their salvation. Okay? That's what Paul was writing to these people. That's what we can see clearly. And last week, over in 2 Timothy 3:5, we pointed out, Paul wrote to Timothy and said, look, there's going to be people coming and they'll wind up having a form of godliness but denying the power. And if you remember, we talked about that word denying. It's not like saying, no, there is no power. It is neglecting or disregarding the power that is obviously there. In other words, they've done exactly what Paul was writing to the Romans. Instead of looking into the power and authority of the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus, they were neglecting that and just concentrating on all of the things, the rules, the regulations, the ordinances, whatever, you know, they came up with. So, there's a couple of places we're going to look at to see this with Jesus himself very clearly. Both places I'm sure you're familiar with. The first one is the 7th chapter of Mark. And the 7th chapter of Mark begins with the disciples going through the fields and eating with unwashed hands, right? And so the followers of the scribes and Pharisees came over and said, what's up with you guys? How is it that you're doing this? And so Mark took a moment to explain, because apparently he was writing to an audience that was largely non-Jewish, okay? So he explained about how the Jews start off, yeah, you're going to wash your hands, but you also got to wash the pots and the pitchers and the cups and the bronze vessels. You got to wash all this stuff too, otherwise you'll be defiled, and so you got to keep that. So Mark went on to explain that. So then the scribes and the Pharisees came to Jesus and said, what's up with this?